Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon. Of course, this is not Pastor John Lutz today. This is Pastor Al Davis. I'm filling in for Pastor Lutz today. He had a lot going on, and so he is kind of trying to attend to some things that he had to get going with and asked me to fill in. So I'm thankful for the opportunity. Glad to be with you today. And of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Richfield, Ohio, and we meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express right there on State Route 21, Brecksville Road in northern Summit County. We're located right where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, crosses Interstate 77, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, and invite you to stay with us here this afternoon. And then if you're not familiar with me, many of you are, but if you're not familiar, we have a program coming up at 1:30. It's my regular program, Live with Pastor Al, and that'll be at 1:30 right here on this station. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. And then, of course, at 2 o'clock, there's an excellent program coming up with Pastor Andy Rusnacko of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, and he's always a blessing. You always learn something when you listen to him, so I hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon, and that we'll be a blessing. Hope we'll be a blessing to you and an encouragement to you in your walk with Christ, and if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, hopefully some of the things that we talk about today, the Lord can use to reveal himself to you and to help you see that that there is a God, that he loves you, and that he wants a relationship with you. And that relationship, of course, can only come through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about that a little bit here today with our program. And just to let you know also by the way our program works, we won't be taking any calls during Pastor Lutz's program here right now, but when we come to 1:30, we will be taking phone calls. So I'm going to ahead and give that number out if you want to write that down and call us if you've got questions about today's topic or anything else that comes up, maybe things happening in the world. The theme of our program at 1:30 generally, we have the theme of we look at or we take questions from callers dealing with current events in light of God's Word, or just questions about the Bible in general. So I'll give you that phone number there. That's 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll open up the phone lines about 1:30. In time for that program. But at this moment, though, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer, and then we're going to take a look at a couple of things here in the Bible today. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray for Pastor Lutz and the things that he's got going on, and just help him to get things done that he needs to get done. I know we all get caught up with time constraints sometimes, and we just need a little time to take care of things. So help him to all the things he's got going on, family, church, and all. Bless him. Bless the North Coast Baptist Church there in Lakewood. And we just thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wanted to touch on something today, and I was thinking about different things to talk about, and one of the things that has occurred to me, and this kind of plays off from something that I saw online recently. If you remember Senator Bernie Sanders, he ran in the Democrat primaries in endeavoring to get the nomination for president, lost to Hillary Clinton. But Bernie Sanders is an interesting person. I think every time I see him, I think of some old guy sitting on the porch yelling at the kids, you know, "You kids, get off my lawn." He seems like he needs to do that. It just seems like he would be typecast for that position. But here's the thing. He's still a sitting senator, and he is a man that I guess you could call him a Christophobe. You know, people like to throw around these terms like homophobe, Islamophobe, and things like that, you know, and phobe, of course, means to have a fear of, and so they just put these things on. The left likes to put these things on there, but many people on the left are Christophobes, and Senator Bernie Sanders got upset because there was a hearing for President Trump's a nominee for White House Deputy Budget Director Russell Vought, I believe is his name, Vought or Voight, and he got upset with President Trump's nominee here because he believed that the nominee is unfit to serve in the government. And so Bernie Sanders, this is on Wednesday, he slammed the White House Deputy Budget Director, Russell Vought. What he took exception with is that Russell Vought had a post on his social media back in January of last year, January 2016, in which he referred to Islam as, quote, a deficient theology. Now, we understand that Russell Vought is a Christian, and several times during the course of his back and forth with Bernie Sanders, he said the reason he said that is that because he's a Christian. Now, Bernie Sanders, just to keep things in perspective, is Jewish, but I don't believe that he's Jewish in the sense of religious. It's more in the sense of his nationality. I think he tends to verge more towards atheism or agnosticism in terms of his theology, so that's probably where the emphasis should lie. But he's clearly way out on the extreme left. I mean, even the left is somewhat, most of the left is somewhat to the right of Bernie Sanders. This is a guy that honeymooned in the old Soviet Union when he got married. This is a guy who's an avowed communist, even though he came within a cat's whisker of getting the nomination for the Democrat Party, and had it not been from some skullduggery and dirty tricks that have been documented that Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee pulled in order to prevent him from getting the nomination, he quite possibly could have been the major party candidate for president in last year's election. But at any rate, Sanders here is very hostile towards born-again Christians. And Vought had wrote this in The Resurgent, which is a conservative blog. He said, this is a fundamental problem. Muslims do not simply have a deficient theology. They do not know God because they have rejected Jesus Christ, his son, and they stand condemned. Now, Sanders took great offense at that, called it Islamophobic. Vought said, no, it's not Islamophobic. He said, I'm a Christian, and I believe in a Christian set of principles based on my faith. That post was to defend my alma mater, Wheaton College, a Christian school that has a statement of faith that includes the centrality of Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, the exchange, and if you go to my Facebook page, you just go on Facebook and look me up at Live with Pastor Al. That's on Facebook, Live with Pastor Al, or you can go to my webpage, livewithpastoral.com, and at livewithpastoral.com, there's a link to our Facebook page for Live with Pastor Al, and you can see the clip and an article about this, but it became rather heated, and Sanders again pressed him as to whether or not Muslims were going to heaven or it was a deficient religion and all. And again, Vaught said, "I'm a Christian," and that he wrote that piece. And he tried to explain that he wrote that piece from a Christian point of view. And Sanders interrupted and said he knew he's a Christian. And then he said, "Do you think that Jewish people are condemned too?" And Vaught began again to defend, saying that he's a Christian. And Sanders starts yelling, "I understand that you're a Christian, but this country is made up of people who are not just. I understand that Christianity is a major religion, or the majority religion, but there are other people of different religions in this country and around the world. In your judgment, do you think people who are not Christians are going to be condemned?" And, you know, this is a point. I'm not going to go through the whole article here, but this is a point that comes up periodically. And do people who follow other faiths, if they're sincere, are they going to go to heaven? If you remember Mother Teresa, when she was working in Calcutta, she taught that if somebody on the streets of Calcutta, they turned out to be a Hindu or a Muslim or a Sikh or a Buddhist or whatever they turned out to be, she would try to see if they were sincere in what they believed. And if they believed that, she would give them confidence. This is Mother Teresa, the same Mother Teresa that in her diaries and her writings expressed her fear of what was going to happen to her when she died, because even though she had dedicated herself to the Catholic Church, she had no assurance whatsoever of what was going to happen to her when she died. And see, this is something that also many so-called Christian churches will teach, that Muslims and Buddhists and Sikhs and all these other religions, as long as you're sincere, there's many ways to get to God. You just have to be sincere. Even Pope Francis said that an atheist, as long as he's a good person, can make it to heaven. But what does the Bible say? And this is what's important. In John chapter 14, Jesus is talking here, and he makes a powerful statement in verse number 6. In John chapter 14, verse number 6, the Bible says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now that's good in and of itself, okay? I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's a tremendous part right there. But the sentence does not end there. There's a colon, and then Jesus adds this: "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now that's a very strong statement. No man cometh unto the Father, he says, but by me. Now this truth that Jesus made here is reinforced in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 4, where Peter is preaching. And a key to this, in Acts chapter 4, verse number 8, it says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them." Now this is key, because Peter is filled with the Holy Ghost. God is speaking through him, and he begins to talk to them about Jesus Christ, the Christ that had been rejected by the Jewish people. And he says this a few verses later in verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now, he's talking about the name of Christ. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's not talking about Krishna. He's not talking about the 12th Imam. He's not talking about the Buddha. He is talking about Jesus Christ. He says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no salvation, he says here, filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, God speaking through Peter, says there's no salvation in any other than Christ. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, what do we make of this in light of Senator Bernie Sanders getting all bent out of shape and saying that he could not vote or support the nomination of this guy? In fact, this is what he said about the nominee Vaught, because of his Christian position, where he was defending a fundamental Christian belief that has been a part of mainstream Christianity since the first century. This is not something new. This is not something that some weird sect out there, some weird extremist group thought up, that Christ is the only way and that people who are not followers of Jesus Christ are not on their way to heaven, that they're condemned. In fact, in John, Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 18, says that you're condemned already because you've not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. I mean, if you haven't put your faith in Christ, you are condemned already. You don't have to become a bad person to be condemned already. It's just simply because you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And he makes that very clear. Again, John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. You have to believe. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Well, who is that? It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And Peter, under the inspiration of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, this is mainstream Christianity, and our Constitution says there's no religious litmus test to serve in public office, but Senator Sanders apparently believes otherwise because his conclusion was to say this about Vought, who tried to defend his Christian position under direct question. I mean, it was Senator Sanders that brought it up. And Sanders said this about the nominee. I would simply say, Mr. Chairman, that this nominee is really not someone who is what this country is supposed to be about. I will vote no. Did you catch that? Sanders says this nominee is really not someone who is what this country is supposed to be about. That gives us an insight into the agenda of the left. That gives us an insight into the way that the left thinks, or perhaps I should say feels, because I don't think thinking is a part of the left. It's more feeling. Because, see, Senator Sanders knows that if Mr. Vought is correct, and if the Bible is correct, and there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, if Jesus Christ is truly the only way, the only truth, and the only life, if he is truly, or it's true that no man comes to the Father but by him, well, then he stands condemned before God. His own lack of belief shows that he is condemned before a holy God. That's what the Bible says. Now, I didn't make that up, and Mr. Vought did not make that up. This is what's given to us in the Word of God. So what if a liberal Christian theologian or pastor, so-called, says that that's not true? As long as you're sincere, you're going to get to heaven. So what if a pope says even atheists are going to get to heaven as long as they're nice? So what if a Catholic nun says as long as you're a good Buddhist or a good Muslim or a good Hindu, you're going to find your way to God? So what if Bernie Sanders gets upset over a Christian voicing a mainline Christian belief? You know, he's upset, and the left is upset with these things because it shows them that their relationship with God may not be what it should be. Bernie Sanders needs to put his faith in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He is, according to Jesus' words in John 3:18, condemned already. The Muslim, no matter how sincere he may be, and of course if he's sincere and he takes the Quran as literally and as a fundamental truth as I take the Bible literally and as a fundamental truth, of course he's going to be the type that carries out these terror attacks in the name of Allah, but that's for another program someday, but that's what fundamental Islam is. But he believes, the Muslim believes, that Jesus Christ is not God. They deny that he is the Son of God. Now, let me clarify something. Son of God, we don't mean that God, as the Mormons teach, had a physical relationship with Mary and produced a son. We don't mean that Jesus is the offspring of God. It's the title of his position in the Godhead. The Bible talks about in Christ all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. The Bible reveals God to us, Elohim, which is a plurality. It's a singular unit that's a plurality. And just like we think of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team. Now, we know that a team is more than one person, but it's one team. It's one team composed of several people. And in the Godhead, we're not talking about three separate gods. We're not polytheists. We're not tritheists. We're monotheists. We believe in one God, the God that's revealed in the Bible as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we're running quick out of time here, and I don't have time to go into all the details on that, but if you'll check out my website at livewithpastoral.com, I do have some information there, both the written and audio, dealing with the Trinity, but give you a real quick way to understand this. In Genesis chapter 2, God created man in his image, and he took the dust of the earth and he formed the body. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. There's the spirit. And the Bible says that Adam became a living soul. And so we have three parts to your being. Every single person listening to me is a three-part being. You're not three separate beings. You're a three-part being. You have a body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. The body is obvious. That's the physical presence that you have. The soul would be your mind, your intellect, your emotion, your personality, your will. And then the spirit is the life that's in you. And of course, that spirit, if you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, is dead to God. When Adam ate the forbidden fruit in Genesis chapter 3, God said he would surely die in the day that he ate that forbidden fruit, and he did. He died spiritually. He was immediately cut off from his fellowship with God. Death is fundamentally a separation. Physical death occurs when your soul and your spirit are separated from your body. The body is now dead. Your soul and spirit are separated in the process of death. Now, spiritual death occurred, and by one man, death entered into the world, according to Romans chapter 5. And that was Adam. Sin entered the world and death by sin. But through Christ, we have life. And that's why we need to come to Christ, the only way, the only truth, the only life. He is the only way to the Father. We must understand that God, in the person of his Son, remember the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Spirit obviously corresponding to your spirit, body corresponding to God the Son, and your mind corresponding to God the Father. Don't have time to go into that, but you can see we're in his image. When we realize that we're separated from God, we believe that Christ, as God in the flesh, died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins. When we confess our sin and we accept the gift of salvation, we take ourselves off from the command chair and we put God in command of our life. We look to him as our Lord and our Savior, and we trust Christ as our Savior. We believe that he shed his blood to pay for our sins, and he becomes the Lord of our life. And in that moment, our sins are forgiven. He gives us the gift of eternal life, and you can come to heaven to be with the Lord. It's only through Christ. If you've not trusted Christ, hope you'll do so today. Stay tuned for our second half.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.